Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. Stop daydreaming and get ready to get back on the road. Search Hyundai, click to buy today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a very smoky Sydney. If you're around Sydney at the moment, I can tell you what's going on there. Now, what they have done, the RFS, now they've tweeted out, hazard reduction activity will be undertaken during favourable conditions over the coming days, including burns in Sydney's east and northern beaches. So there you go, localised smoke may be experienced. So that is what's happening as far as the haze across Sydney at the moment. We welcome you to Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Hyundai. Stop daydreaming and get ready to get back on the road. Search Hyundai, click to buy today. We welcome our listeners wherever you're listening, 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN the Gold Coast. Our listeners on the SEN app, our podcast listeners, let us know where you're listening. Bumper Bumper Show coming up. This fellow here, the brains behind Craig Bellamy, or part of that at least, Storm General Manager Frank Panisi, will catch up with him. Morning Glory's Matty Johns, around the grounds with Nick Davis to talk some up there Kazali, looking forward to the AFL Grand Final. And we have an NRL mystery guest. Now, this guy here, Gibbo, has a computer where you plonk in just random terms and it spits out a name. We don't know who the guest will be. Well, he hasn't told me, but here's some of the clues. Two-time premiership winner, related to Wayne Bennett in some way, shape or form. Rabbitohs, Isaac Luke, Broncos, played big games at Suncorp Stadium, a Wallaby, West Tigers, and, of course, related somehow to Benji Marshall. So there's some of the keywords for the mystery guest. We'll let you know who that is a little bit later on. Market update with Sportsbet's Shawnee Omrod. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, this is the Workwear Group Trade Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. Now, today marks, well, yesterday it was 30 years to the day where Roy Simmons had won the premiership and bowed out in absolute style. If you missed any of that, it was a great chat with Roycey. You can catch up on that on the podcast. But it was 7 days to the minute. Well, we're farewelling this fella. Have a listen to this.
Remember the first episode? I remember our first show where you forgot to say goodbye to me.
Yeah that's
so,
right.
Mum, I'm loving it. You've actually given me 30 seconds. Mm. But I just want to say to you boys, I love it.
Yeah.
I just have another thing is you play rugby league, but the mateship you get out of rugby league and to be able to get your stance across rugby league and have a laugh. Far out, we've had a laugh. And
fashion.
Mate, I regards you blokes as real good mates and friends.
Well done, Spuddy.
Yeah, Spud.
Our pie stocks are about to go through the roof.
And you're back next week on Crunch Time.
Penguin.com.au.
It was very sad to say goodbye to Spud last week. And, well, over to you, Johnny Farnham, please. Ah, yeah, you know why. You know why. You can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. And just like Johnny Farnham, he's back.
Oh, welcome back.
Rattler.
Mate, I love it. Seriously, it sounds like there was a vote on SEN if they want Spud back. And unanimous.
The people have spoken.
Him back. So they said, we want the Spud. We want the Rattler. I've got a couple older egos, remember? Johnny Bravo's going to get another start, but there's going to be another chapter in the Spud's. Actually, I've already got a book, Spud, Mark Carroll story, yeah. penguin.com.au. But also, it's the Look Good, Feel Good, Smell Good segment. There's another chapter there. And I'm going to do my five, the best. I've got one new one, but I've got four other good ones. I've done a research of what I've used to speak about rattling the cage. So can't wait.
Brooksy, like the Penrith Panthers, they thought they were gone last week. So they're playing with the house's money. It's free spins.
Free spins.
So we're expecting a big game, yes, from the Spud. How are you, Brooks?
Yeah, very well. Welcome back, Spud. Yeah, I know. I woke up this morning and I was like, he's back again, Johnny Farnham style. I'm looking forward to the next 3 hours.
That's your colour, Brooks.
You like it?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
He's got the baby blue. It suits him, doesn't it?
Are you still single or are you one dog, one bone?
Woof. No. Still single.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got to stop wearing these Macho Man Randy Savage T-shirts.
Nah, that blue's your go, mate. How are you, Gibbo? What's your go-to colour, Gibbo, when you're out there, out and about trying to woo?
Probably just black.
Black?
Yeah, black jeans, black shirt.
Full
black
gothic.
Hair. Yeah, just sat in the corner.
Yeah.
Wait for them to approach you.
Yeah, you had the reins last night for the team, the menu. What'd you come up with?
It was Korean beef, slow cooked.
Just before Jimmy leaves, if Jimmy's still listening before he leaves, Jimmy, can you bring the newspapers in? When the newspapers arrive here at SENQ, They are not the Jimmy Smith newspapers. So can you please just bring the newspapers in for the rest of the team, Jim? That'd be greatly appreciated.
If he goes down to the corner shop and sells them.
Yeah,
yeah, he would. I noticed a few without the classified section the other day.
Oh, here he is.
You've seen how expensive those heralds are?
Good show, Jimmy. Well done. You can catch up on that on the podcast too, by the way. Interesting chat with Rami Hayder from Manly, which we're going to talk about that a little bit later on as well. If you want to catch up the interview with Rami Hayder and Jimmy in full, you can download the podcast on the Jimmy Smith Show. That is the way to do that. To have your say, 1300 01 1170 is the Ryko call line, the Ryko Filters call line. You can text 0457 736 736. But you love your music, Spud.
Mm.
So I want to challenge you with this. There was a birthday today. A fellow turned 72. Have a listen to this and tell me if you can guess it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan?
No, I've never been a fan. I love my music.
Have you not?
But I could not watch a concert. He'd put me to sleep.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Bruce.
Big Bruce?
Yeah, Big Bruce. Mate, it's just hit the chords, but... Snore time. Sorry. Can you turn it off, get back, please?
Brucey Springsteen, 72 today.
72. I saw him about, I think it was the Steelers Cardinals Super Bowl, and he did this knee slide.
Yeah.
He was 2 metres from the end of the stage and, like, crutched the camera. Like, and he did his knee and kept going. It was an amazing performance.
They say he's a magnificent showman. He does three-hour shift. That's how he plays. But no, I just can't get into it, man. I can't tap my fingers. I can't click my fingers. I can't tap my foot.
Never been a Bruce fan.
Never, ever.
Speaking about Brucing, Scotty Sattler's been on the text to me. He said, boys, I'm going to be guilty of the greatest form of Brucing this afternoon. Stay tuned. And I replied. I replied, I love a brazen Bruce. Like, Zach Bailey is a brazen Brucer. Yep. So if you're going to own it, just go out and own it. I love what you're doing there, Satsy.
Has he done anything, Zach? Has he done anything with his eyebrows?
With his brows?
Yeah, I just wonder if he's been listening to I Look Good, Feel Good, Smell Good about the, manscaping. He needs a little bit of a detail, though.
Yeah.
Because, mate, have you seen the size of them?
They're
heavy,
Sampras-esque.
Mate. They're heavy. I don't know why his eyes aren't slanted. But the heaviness upstairs.
They are Pete Sampras-esque. So, well, if you don't like Bruce Springsteen... Let me ask you, did you like this cartoon back in the day?
Oh, yes.
What is it, Spud?
Wilma!
No!
Yes, it is.
No.
It's the Flintstones.
No.
It's not. No. Sounds like it. Sounds like...
Who are we meeting?
Hang on, hang on.
Stay with us.
Oh, the
Jetsons. Yes.
Oh, how good,
eh? Yes, on this
and
day.
His wife.
What's his wife's name?
Don't know.
You don't know his wife?
Daughter Judy.
You don't know the wife's name?
No.
Jane, his wife. Which brings me to this. Brings me to this, Spud.
Yep.
I have ascertained this.
Oh, I love your words.
That in the land of cartoons, and I'm guilty of this myself, and I don't know if you are or not. I've not met the beautiful Monique.
100%.
But I'm batting way overs, right?
We all are. Yep.
Doing a Bradman, so to speak, right? Yep. And I'm happy to admit that. And by the way, since we got married, the gap is dramatically increasing. So my stocks are getting further down. But what I've ascertained with the cartoons, many of the cartoon characters of the male variety, they are massively batting overs. George Jetson. Jane had him covered all day.
Yes.
Fred and Barney, they were completely out of their depth as well.
Yep.
Homer Simpson and Marge.
Mm.
Another case of batting Bradmans. Don't you think most cartoons are batting Bradmans?
I'll tell you another good-looking rooster was Mr. Tracy.
Who's Mr. Tracy?
Don't remember that?
No.
You're kidding.
Dick Tracy?
No, with the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds are go.
Oh, Mr. Tracy.
I used to love the Thunderbirds.
Was he batting Bradmans?
Up 6 o'clock every morning. He didn't have a bird. He had a Mrs. Penelope. I don't know if that was his curveball. I don't know if it was his curveball. I don't know.
Are you more of a puppet fan than cartoons?
But, mate, if you go back and watch that, they were fantastic back then.
Thunderbirds. You'd wake up to them, wouldn't you?
Mate, I still remember it all. Rocket was number one. Number two had carry the undercarriage.
Yeah.
Number three was stuck in space. Fantastic.
Virgil, he was one of the characters that you'll find. Anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Big, big show coming up. You can throw your text messages in as well to have your say on anything you want to talk about. 0457 736 736.
We're still with the white, what do they call the Ryko Filters?
not the Brad Fittlers. Yeah, the Ryko Filters today, Spud.
Fittlers, I got it there, mate. Call me on 1300
01 1170.
That's the way to do that. IMAR quiz coming up as well for your chance to make the IMAR quiz championships finals, which is tomorrow. Today is a $50 daily prize for the AFL store, and the total prize from the grand final tomorrow, $100 voucher for the Royal Albert Hotel, $50 Chemist Warehouse voucher, a pair of Blunston boots, and a Spinalese pillow. That is the way to do that. 1300 01 1170. Spud Carroll in the chair for the great Bears head, Brian Fletcher. Gibbo's here. Brooksy's here. We're looking forward to your company as well. A break and back with plenty more.